Welcome to the Connected Radio Podcast, introduced by Jerry O'Connell.
Yay!
Hi, Jerry O'Connell here. Glad to be with you once again on the digital airwaves, as it were. Christmas is coming and we've broken into the month of December, so you'll all be getting your Christmas trees up and your advent calendars ready, and you're on the countdown. You've probably been able to get some of your Christmas shopping done, but probably not all, and so all of those things will be happening just as we speak. And I was speaking to someone today, and as I speaking with them, I was just aware that although most people have general understanding of, if you like, religious faiths around the world, not everyone has the same understanding of what the word God means. And when I was speaking with this person who was didn't really have a faith as such, was feeling a little bit cynical, I really understood that their view of God and my view of God were completely different. So it's a question of semantics, but when you say the word love, obviously that means different things to different people. It depends on your point of view. And so it's a bit like a person you know, but somebody else only has heard of them. You kind of want to put the record straight when it comes to a friend of yours or a friend of the family or a member of your own family. If you hear an opinion that sort of is kind of a bit derogatory about someone you know and you say, oh no, they're not like that at all. And that's how I felt today when I was speaking to my friend. They kind of felt God is either irrelevant, non-existent, or grumpy. And I thought, well, no, that's not what God's like at all. God is, in my experience, good, very, very powerful, extremely approachable, and extremely relevant. So how do people get those different views? Well, it comes down fundamentally to what I call a worldview, which is your kind of framework, if you like, of belief, which has been formed over your lifetime. And it's basically a mixture of your own upbringing, the values you inherited from your friends or your parents, the things that you've picked up from the culture you're in, from the media. And when it comes to belief, it really comes down to what you have come to believe in. That is really going to colour your view about concepts, or if you like, in my case, a person with the name God. You know, God is not someone you could walk up to in the street and shake his hand, but yet you can see his signature all over the things he's done, the things he's made. And in my case, I believe that God is not impersonal, distant, far away. I believe that if you look at history, you can see evidence that God has actually invaded human history to set the record straight, to explain who he is, what he's like, and fundamentally, what sort of response he wants from you and me. So, God, the word God, is actually a shortened form of the word good in English. So, God, by definition, is good. He is a good God. So, that's the first point I'd like to make. Whatever you may have heard, if God exists, then it's no point you considering finding out more about him if he's not good. I mean, if he's evil or grumpy, then I would stay clear. But he's not like that. God is good. The other thing is, God is not weak. God is not irrelevant. If God is fundamentally the creator of the universe, then, you know, that's incredible. Anyway, God is good. So, what do you think? That's what I'd like to do. Phone me on the Anchor or text me. You can email me at hello@connectedradio.co.uk. But just let me know your thoughts. I'd love to basically hear from you. God is good, that's my belief. And the Bible says that God is good. That's where I get my sort of authorization, if you like, from how I consider, if you like, the character of God. And for you right now, I just say that, you know, I'd be very glad if you listened regularly and we got to know each other. The idea of Connected Radio podcast is that I can kind of, we can look together and kind of make us think about things that we don't really get the time to think about today. Fundamentally, because there might be something that we're missing out on. And that's what I'd really say to you. Actually, of the last 40 years or so, I've had a relationship with God through Jesus Christ that's been real, and it's relevant, and it makes a big, big difference to know God as your friend. Gives you hope when difficulties come along. A couple of years ago, I lost my ability to walk, and although it's been difficult, it hasn't broken me as a person. It's made me aware of the fact that, yeah, actually, a lot of people have to deal with that, and I've discovered that even through difficulties, I've been able to see God doing stuff and encouraging me, and I believe God does want me healed. But I do think that when you are going through adversity, and you may be doing that right now, you may think that life is hopeless. But I can tell you, it isn't hopeless. And if you have God as your friend, you can have hope. You can wake up every morning and you can say, something good is going to happen to me today. Something good will happen to me because God is good. God is good. Okay. So this is Jerry O'Connell on Connected Radio Podcast saying, see you soon. Bye-bye.
Calls my name. You are the one who doesn't change. You are the one who lifts me up. You are the one who fills my cup. To whom do I turn when troubles come? You are the one. You are my father, I'm your son. You are my savior, you're the high exalted one. You are the one. Understands. You are the one who makes the plans. You are the one who holds our hands. You are the one who took a stand. You open the door, no man can close. You lay down your life, and then you rose. by the world.
Hello, I'm Benny Prasad from Bangalore, India. From my young age, I loved music and always had a desire to learn an instrument, especially the guitar. When I was 19 years old and studying in the college, I found a broken and a warped guitar lying in a corner in the college hostel. It was covered with dust, and no one would ever think of even looking at that guitar. Because of my interest for music, I took the dusty guitar and cleaned it, but was disappointed when I found no strings on it. I didn't have money to buy strings, so I waited and watched people playing their guitars, and when the strings broke, I quickly went and collected the broken pieces and tied them together and fit them on the broken guitar. Likewise, I waited till I found all the 6 strings. My guitar teacher was only a sheet of cards. I practiced 7 hours a day, and after 2 months of learning by myself, I gave a performance at the Talents Night in the college. The principal came and appreciated my playing and encouraged me a lot. I recognized this as God-given talent, and I used this talent to glorify God. In a miraculous way, God enabled me to go to New Mexico and do the School of Music in Missions. And there, you will not believe, I was presented with a very expensive and one of the world's best guitars. Dear friends, I just can't boast anything of my own. I was a sickly person from birth and suffered from asthma. The doctors told me that I will not be able to play the guitar anymore because of chronic arthritis. I was depressed and was in a hopeless situation when a friend of mine spoke to me and tuned my life to become a useful instrument. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He came down to earth to die for our sins on the cross to set us free from the bondage of sin. Today, if you are depressed, hopeless, or entangled in some problem, I would like to introduce Jesus Christ to you. Trust in Him and He will set you free from any situation. He changed my life and He can change yours too and restore hope, joy, peace and love to you. To God be the glory alone. Amen. Thank you.
Hebrews 10, 19 through 23. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us, through the veil, that is, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Galatians 3, 13, 14, and 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Colossians 1, 12 through 14. Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Exodus 12, 13. Now the blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. Ephesians 2, 12 through 13. You were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once afar off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. First Peter 2, 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Revelation 12, 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.